Lili Nishmas of Klemish Kamen Ben Reveli Melech. Nazir Pek Zion Mishnah Aleph. Kohen Gadol and Nazir Einam Netamin Bikroveim. Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, both of them cannot become Tame from their relatives, meaning if any of their relatives die, they cannot become Tame as a result of being close to those dead bodies of their relatives, like the Torah says, Avo Mitamin Lameis Mitzvah. But both of them can become Tame to a Meis Mitzvah. A Meis Mitzvah is somebody that doesn't have anybody to bury them. Both a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir are both allowed to become Tame for a Meis Mitzvah. It's a Deek from the Gzeres HaKosov like the Gemara Darshans. But what happens if the next case, Hayim Ahalchim B'Derech, they're both walking on the way, let's say they're friends, you have a Kohen Gadol, he's walking with a Nazir, and the Mefarshim point out, Lav Dafka Kohen Gadol, it can be even a regular Kohen, and as they're walking on the way, Umatsu Meis Mitzvah, they find a Meis Mitzvah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yitame Kohen Gadol La Yitame Nazir. So who should be the one to deal with the dead body to bury it and become Tame? So Eliezer says the Kohen Gadol should do that, but the Nazir should not. And we're going to soon see why. Chum Omerim Yitame Nazir V'al Yitame Kohen Gadol. The Chum say, no, the Nazir should be the one that becomes Tame, but the Kohen Gadol should not become Tame. He should let the Nazir do it. Amr Lehem Reb Eliezer. Reb Eliezer said back to the Chum Reb Eliezer that said that the Kohen Gadol should be the one that becomes Tame. So Reb Eliezer says, Yitame Kohen She'enu Mevi Karban Al Tumaso. A Kohen should be the one that becomes Tame, because when a Kohen is Tame, he doesn't bring a Karban on his Tumah. He has to sprinkle with the Mechatas, as everybody that's Tame does, on the third and the seventh day. But he doesn't have to bring a carbon on the eighth day like a Nazir does. Vayitame Nazir should maybe carbon out to Masa. But why should we let a Nazir become Tame? Because when a Nazir becomes Tame, he's going to end up having to bring a carbon. And we don't want to unnecessarily bring an extra carbon here. So Eliezer says, better to have the Kohen Gadol become Tame. Amru lo, Chum said back to Eliezer, Yitame Nazir shein kedushas or kedushas ha'ilamim. The Nazir should be the one that becomes Tame, because his kedusha is not a kedushas olam. It's not a Kedusha forever. Like we said, Stam Nazir is 30 days. Sometimes you can have a person that's a Nazir forever, a Nazir Olam, but that is not the norm. And even when it happens, it's only on a specific time after Nazirus is accepted, not beforehand. There are those that ask, what about a father that's Mekabel Nazirus for his child? And then some Mefarshim answer, Neachronim answer that before they have Das, it's not the same type of Nazirus. But a Kohen Gadol, and that's what we said earlier, even a regular Kohen, like the Rav points out, it's the same thing, Vayitame Kohen Shekedushas Kedushas Olam, that his Kedusha is forever. And that's why it should be Dafka the Nazir that deals with burying this Meitz Mitzvah.